In Rapid City, nearly 12,000 parking tickets are unpaid, while about 700 are on the boot list. Daryl Shoemaker is the communications coordinator for the city. He says the old method of paying paper tickets in cash wasn't always reliable for drivers.
A lot of those tickets, the vast majority of them, are the single tickets. They're $10, they're $15, and they just, you know, they get those tickets and sometimes they blow away, sometimes they end up in the kitchen drawer, sometimes they end up in the back seat. They basically get forgotten.
The city keeps a record of parking tickets based on VIN numbers and license plate numbers. Shoemaker says sometimes tickets are uncollectible because tourists or locals leave without paying, or drivers change cars and license plates. He says the new online system allows people to access their own records.
The online system that we're moving to, we think, is going to be a more convenient tool, and we're already starting to see some positive, very initial data on it, but we're already seeing some people checking out the system, paying some of their old parking tickets, that sort of thing. So we see this as being a convenient tool for people to check and see how many tickets are in the system. They may say, oh my gosh, I'm on the boot list, or I might have one more ticket, and I didn't realize that I've had that many.
Downtown parking violations are $10. A $5 late fee added on after 3 days has instead increased to $10 after a week. Shoemaker says it's an additional fine after a month.
Under our new downtown parking system moving forward, if they get a ticket, there'll be information right there showing the app that they can go right then and there and pay the ticket.
Shoemaker says money collected from parking tickets goes towards downtown parking enforcement and funds the city. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.